From all the way back in 1971, that was something from Comus's first utterance album. That was the opening track called Diana, and that's I believe also the single for the album. And this was put out in London, I believe it was recorded at, and yeah, all the way back to 1971. Definitely check out this album. It's kind of a spooky, kind of haunting album, and has some really amazing cover art And once again, that's the band called Comus, the progressive folk group out of London, and they existed in the early 70s, and they did a reformation in 2008, and they pretty much just put out this first album, very limited second album. I don't know too much about. And I know back in 2012, they put out a Out of the Coma album that kind of picks off right where First Utterance left off. Definitely check out more from Comus if you can. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to be checking out a lot of new stuff I've been listening to lately. And we're going to start off the program with something from Carola Byer. And we're going to hear a album called Story of Valerie. Originally came out in 1990 in the San Francisco area. And we'll hear a track called Golden Boy. Some really cool, very interesting kind of experimental kind of synthy music. And once again, that's Carola Byer. And this is put out on the Concentric Circles label this month. But I do believe Late in the Attic Records have also done a reissue, or at least they're distributing as far as I can tell on their website. I probably should have researched this a bit more, but anyways, Late in the Attic, local label that has really great reissues and their own releases as well. After Carola Byer, we're going to hear new stuff from Jenny Haval. Her debut album on 480 Records is called Classic Objects, and we're going to hear the title track of this release. And Jenny Haval previously put out stuff on, I do believe most of her albums came out on label. Which label did it come out on? I'm blanking on it right now. Runa Gramophone was on some of her early releases, but for the most part, Sacred Bones was where her previous albums came out. So it's kind of like her almost mid-level major label type debut on 480 Records. I think Jenny Haval came through town a few years ago. I did get the chance to see her at, I think it was at the Biltmore. Really, really cool show. But anyways, we'll hear these two artists and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So once again, that reissue from Carola Byer, followed by Jenny Haval, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. And once again, I'm going to be on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And if you missed something I said, you can always head to CITR.ca and check out a list later on to see a running list of tracks that I played and stuff like that. But anyways, right here on CITR, this is something from Carola Byer.
Thank you. Hey, it's Tim Darcy from Cola. Our album Deep in View is out this spring, and you can see us at the Biltmore in Vancouver on July 11th.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Jenny Haval. The new album is called Classic Objects, and you heard the title track of the release, and that one's out on 480 Records. As I mentioned before, it's her debut release on this label. And I mentioned that she played in Vancouver a few years ago, but I couldn't recall which year. That was November 2016, that was at the Biltmore. It was a really, really cool show, and hopefully Jenny Haval makes her way back through Vancouver sometime soon. And before Jenny Haval, you heard something from Carola Bayer with a track called Golden Boy off the Story of Valerie album that was recently reissued by Concentric Circles Records, and you could pick it up through Light in the Attic Records. And she's a 90s or this is a 90s release, making some really interesting kind of synthy music, and this was recorded in the 90s, and kind of has a little bit kind of like a dream pop sound, a little bit 480 type sound. That's why I wanted to play her with Jenny Haval. But anyways, we're going to keep going with some more music on Canada Post Rock, and we're going to hear something from Godspeed You Black Emperor. Very fitting music for this show title, and they are playing tonight, probably right now. I know the doors start at 8, the doors open at 8, and I'm not sure exactly who's opening. I hadn't found out, but I'm obviously unable to make it tonight just because I got the radio show, but hopefully a lot of people are making it out tonight and checking out the shows now that things are opening up a little bit more. So I decided to play, or I have seen Godspeed Black Emperor several times, so we're going to hear some classic Godspeed, and we're going to hear something from the Lift Your Skinny Fists, like Antennas to Heaven album that originally came out way back in the year 2000, and we're going to hear an excerpt of one of the tracks. We're going to hear an excerpt of Sleep, which is the third track on this two-disc set, or double LP with a track on each side. But anyways, we're going to hear track three, Sleep, which is actually made up of three movements, and we're going to hear an excerpt of it, like I said, and we're going to hear, I guess, parts of a track called Broken Windows, Locks of Love, Part 3. And then, after that, we're going to hear the new Boris album. It's called W, and it's out on Sacred Bones Records. We're going to hear a track called Beyond Good and Evil. Boris tends to have a pretty diverse sound. They kind of range from drone to heavy to psych, experimental, ambient, and this one's a little bit more kind of post-rocky, so I thought it would be a good fit with Godspeed. But once again, that's the new album from Boris. Check it out at boris.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Godspeed You Black Emperor, and whoever is going out to the show, have a good time and enjoy it, as I'm very, very jealous, but hopefully I can make it out to the next time they come back around. Anyways, this is a track called Sleep. Thank you.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yep.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Boris with a track of the new album called W. You heard the track called Beyond Good and Evil, and that was just released in January on Sacred Bones Records. You can check it out at boris.com www.bandcamp.com, and you can check out some really cool merch, as well as various different colored vinyl versions of this really, really cool album. And once again, that's Boris out of Tokyo, Japan. And before that was an excerpt of Godspeed You Black Emperor's the album Lift Your Skinny Fists Like Antidotes to Heaven. You heard an excerpt of Sleep, and that was that for that set. So hope everyone's having a pretty good evening, staying safe out there. And we're going to keep going with some more Canadian music, and we're going to hear something from Kitty Prozac and a track off the None Shall Be Afraid release that was just put out. And we're going to hear the track called Vacation Song. Check it out at kittyprozac.bandcamp.com. And this was just released this month, and it's the Fanta Records release, which is the radio station, or the CHR and Discorders record label, I guess is what you'd call it. And it's really cool that we're putting out stuff like this. So definitely check it out. Once again, the Kitty Prozac local duo. Check it out at kittyprozac.bandcamp.com. After that, we're going to hear something from a band called Pitted. And that's just Pitted, not the band called So Pitted, which is an American band out on Sub Pop Records. But we're going to hear something from Pitted, which is a Vancouver group making some really cool surf rock as well. So Pitted also makes surf rock. And to even make things more confusing, their album is also called So Pitted. So good luck searching this. You'll probably have a hard time. But this album is doing pretty good on the campus radio charts. Right now it's at number 34, and once again, that's something from Pitted is what you're gonna hear. And then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Kitty Prozac. This track is called Vacation Song.
Disney World, I was pacing circles inside my mind. 'Cause when you told me that you were switching schools, I couldn't help but feel like you were leaving me behind. Trapped in a beach house on Hornby Island for 14 days. And all that time I believed I was borderline. Kizzy said so. We were never peaceful. We were fighting always. And every morning I said, this day will be okay. But every night I inevitably screamed and told me that you would rather sleep alone. There was nothing but from the way I reacted. You would have thought that I had died. Oh, you know it till you don't know. You know it till you don't know. You know it till you don't know. And then they're gone. Well, I figured someday I'll stop getting thrown away. I just didn't think it would take. Take so long.
was trapped in school for 13 years, kindergarten and every grade. And all that time I believed I was a monster, but nobody would ever love me, even if they were paid. And my teacher said, oh sweetie, we know you're being bullied. If it's any consolation, you're pretty damn smart. But when all anybody seems to care about is your brain, it's so incredibly easy to forget you have a heart. You know until you don't know. You know until you don't know. You know until you don't know, and then they're gone. Well, I figured someday I'll stop getting grown up. Wait, I just didn't think it would take so long. Oh, you know until you don't know. You know until you don't know, and then they're gone. Well, I figured someday I'll stop getting grown up. Wait, I just didn't think it would take so long. I just didn't think it would take so long.
Was something from Vancouver group Pitted, and that was a track called Like That. It's off the So Pitted album that came out in December, and I do believe this is Vancouver based. It doesn't specifically say, but yeah, it doesn't specifically say on their website or on their Bandcamp at least, but anyways, so the artwork was done in Vancouver, so you can check it out at pittedmusic.bandcamp.com, or you can simply enter their website, pittedmusic.com, And it's not to be confused with the American band So Pitted, who is also out on, not also, but they're on Sub Pop Records. It's kind of hard to mix these up. It's easy to mix these up when you're Googling them. But anyways, before that, you heard something from Kitty Prozak, a track called Vacation Song. It's taken from the None Shall Be Afraid release. And that was put out on Fanta Records, CITR and Discorder's house label, I guess. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I got about 45 minutes left on the program. And we're going to keep going with some Canadian music. And we're going to hear a band I played a few weeks ago, I think. That's The Garys out of Saskatoon. A track off the album called Get Thee to a Nunnery is what you're going to hear. And you'll hear a track called Sintaluda is what you'll hear. And this album's doing really good on the national campus radio charts. So a lot of campus stations like CITR are playing it. After that, a band called Sham Family out of Toronto is what you're going to hear. A four-piece, kind of a hardcore, kind of post-hardcore-ish sounding stuff. And we'll hear a track called This Blue Mob off the self-titled EP that came out back in January. Check it out at shamfamily.bandcamp.com. And I've been on a big Choke kick lately. Choke from Edmonton has announced that they're going to be doing some shows, and I mentioned this a few times, but anyways, I wanted to play some samplings of all of the albums of Choke, and I wanted to play something off the Forward album, and we're going to hear the track called Perfect Plastic, and I think this could be kind of considered the single. I remember way back in the day, if you go to the Choke website, they had this kind of flash intro, and this is there's an excerpt of the song playing at the start, if I recall correctly. Anyways, Choke will be doing a few shows, but they don't have a Vancouver date set yet, but I did read a Facebook comment that they're trying to make it out to Vancouver sometime soon. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is The Garys. This track is called Sintaluda.
Mm-hmm. Dead, coming to the Imperial May 6th to support their newest single, Bad Love, out now from their recently announced brand new album, Blue Skies. Available wherever you listen to music, May 27th.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. Our show Intersections airs every 4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
and that was what I think is one of Canadians or Canada's most underrated punk band. That was Choke, and that was a track called Perfect Plastic, taken from the Forward album that came out 23 years ago, way back in 1999. And I mentioned that's the intro song that they had on their website way back in the day. And once again, Choke are based out of Edmonton, and they existed from 94 to 2007, and they did a short reunion in 2013. I guess that was they noted it was their final tour, but they're doing more shows this year, and hopefully Vancouver will be on an upcoming date. Prior to that, you heard something from Sham Family out of Toronto with a track called This Blue Mob, and prior to that was something from the Garys, a trio out of Saskatoon. You heard a track called Sintaluda, and that's off the Get Thee to a Nunnery album that came out back in September, and it's still doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on Musqueam territory, and hope everyone's doing pretty good this weekend. And if you're a UBC student, you can get involved with CITR if you're interested. There's lots of different ways you can help out. You can poster for shows, you can help out with shows, you can apply to get your own radio show, you can write for Discorder, you can apply to be in a collective, all kinds of different things. It's a really good way to enhance your degree while you're here studying at UBC. Find out more at citr.ca or drop in at the station in the sub building in the Nest. Anyways, we're going to keep going with some more. Well, not keep going. We're going to move into some very experimental territory. We're going to shift away from the kind of rock stuff that you've been hearing in the past little while. Right now, we're going to hear some new stuff from an artist named DJ Sniff out of Japan. DJ Sniff has a new interesting release called Parallel Traces of the Jewel Voice. And this is put out on the Discrepant record label. And just came out this March. Discrepant puts out some pretty interesting stuff. I only know a few releases on this label, but from what I've heard, they seem to be pretty putting out some really interesting experimental music. But anyways, from DJ Sniff, we're going to hear a track. I think it's just an excerpt, but it's called Parallel Traces of the Jewel Voice. I think just excerpt one, but it's kind of a longer track, so it's around 8 minutes. So I think we're just going to hear this. It's a very experimental kind of soundscape of stuff like that. And once again, that's DJ Sniff out of Japan, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
あ、少しね、日本語勉強しなかった。それでね、中国語、全然、この話を勉強しました。だから変わる時ね、やっぱり
30歲で苦しゅうだ。台南市。全米と。都市都人な。あの、あの時ね、苦しゅうてよ。抜けようだい。台南。で、僕らも。と、全部逃げた。あと、もう、もう、もう、もう、
現在有重要的廣播，请全国听众起立。
听见世界大事与帝国现状，欲以非常措置收拾时局，兹告忠良臣民，正使帝国政府为民一之苏四国通告受诺其共同宣言之，意图帝国臣民康宁，皆万邦共荣之乐者，为皇祖皇宗之遗范，而朕之所全权不错也。乃所以宣战闽英二国，亦是出于庶几帝国自存东洋安定，如排他国主权，侵领土者，不非朕之路。然交战一月四岁，朕陆海将兵之勇战，朕百僚有司之励精，朕一意众庶之奉公，各不惧进自杀，而战局必不好转。世界大事不利我，加之敌心使用残虐爆弹，杀伤无辜，惨害人心，真之不可测。而尚继续交战，终不招来我民族之灭亡而已，言可破却人类无力。如斯，朕何以保一朝赤子，谢皇祖皇宗之神灵，是朕所以使帝国政府应共同宣言也。朕对与帝国共终始协力于东亚解放之诸盟邦，不得不表遗憾之意。至想帝国臣民死于战阵，殉于职狱，必无非命者，及其无足，骨内为裂，且至于不战伤，蒙灾祸，是家业者之后生，朕之所生者也。唯今后帝国可能受之苦难，不非寻常，而臣民之忠情，朕善知之。然时运所趋，朕堪所难堪，人所难。欲以为万世开太平。朕兹护持国体而得之，信以尔忠良臣民之赤诚，常与尔臣民共在。若夫情之所激，滥滋事端，或如为同胞排挤，互乱时局，唯误大道，失信义于世界，朕最戒之。以举国一家，子孙相传，却信神州不灭，念任重不抱怨，倾总力于将来之建设，笃道义，拱志操，是发扬国体精华，又可期不后于世界之景语，而臣民岂可体正义哉。政府主席及英国首相代表于 等亿万国民，业绩会商，并同意对日本一起毁灭，结束此次战事。现实夜已到来，日本必须决定与土，将其继续受其一意孤行计算错误，使日本帝国陷于完全毁灭之境之军人之统治，即或走向理智之路。欺骗及错误领导日本人民，使其妄欲征服世界者之威权及势力，必须永久剔除。但无人坚持非将不得之穷兵黩武主义驱出世界，则和平安全及正义之新秩序是不可能。除此一图，日本即将迅速完全毁灭。
それは初めて天皇の方針聞きました。別に朗報ということはないけど。
Paul Jacobs, former member of Pottery, plays Wise Hall on May 26th. New music on the way this April. Tickets for his solo show are now on sale.
This November, CITR presents the award-winning Remembrance Day special, At Home and Overseas, based on the book Six War Years by Barry Broadfoot. More than two dozen Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Part 1 airs on Friday, the 5th of November at 12 noon, with Part 2 at noon the following Friday. At Home and Overseas, November 5th and 12th at noon, right here on CITR.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was DJ Sniff with a track called Parallel Traces of the Jewel Voice. And I believe that's an excerpt of a four-piece release put out on Discrepant Records. Check it out at discrepant.bandcamp.com. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock. And we're going to keep going with some more some experimental electronic music. I keep messing up my words tonight for some reason. But anyways, we're going to hear something from a artist named Hodge. And Hodge has a new release out called Drag Me Into the Void, making some really interesting kind of ambient, almost kind of trancey music that's sort of in the vein of Burial. This is put out on a label called Youth Records. And you can check it out at theyouthlabel.bandcamp.com. From Hodge, we're going to hear a track called Reverse Catharsis. And this was just put out this month, and it's out on Youth Records out of Manchester, UK. After Hodge, we're going to hear something from the always wonderful Planet Moo Records, and a track, or a new release from Gabor Lazar. The new album is called Boundary Object. And we're going to hear a track off of that. The tracks are all called Boundary Object, like numbers. But we're going to hear track number 3. And this is kind of a glitchy electronica. Really, really cool stuff. And Planet Moo Records always puts out some really, really, really great electronic music. I don't know how to describe it. But they've been around for long time, and the label is run by I believe it's Musique is how you say it, but he's an electronic artist as well. But I think we'll just hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is from Hodge. This track is called Reverse Catharsis.
Thank you. Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m. the Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Planet Moo Records. That was Gabor Lazar with a track called Boundary Object 3, a new release out on Planet Moo Records. And it's really making some kind of glitchy garage techno from Planet Moo Records. And Gabor Lazar, apologies if I'm mispronouncing it, but he's a Hungarian electronic artist. Prior to that was something from Youth Records with a track from a Parisian artist named Hodge, new release out called Drag Me Into the Void, which is I think it's just an EP or a single, three-track release. You heard the track called Reverse Catharsis, and all these tracks clock in at 3 minutes and 33 seconds, interestingly enough. You can check out this album at the youthlabel.bandcamp.com, and Youth Label, or Youth Records, is based out of Manchester, UK. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with some more great music, and I'm going to leave you this week with a release that's coming out this week from one of the members of Coil. Sleazy Peter Christofferson has a new release out, well, not new, but a first time pressed on vinyl release called The Threshold House Boys Choir, and it's called Form Grows Rampant, I do believe, and the label is called Musique pour la Danse, and this is a 2007 release that was originally put out on CD, and I think there was a DVD to go along with this, but after the death of John Balance, Peter Christofferson, the other member of Coil, went on to just doing a few solo, rare solo releases, and he put out this among a few other releases, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, he passed away sadly in 2010, and John Balance passed away in 2004. So interesting to hear some new music, or new vinyl, I guess, put out from one of the members of Coil. I'm not too familiar with this release, but I'll have to explore it a little bit more. Even though I'm a pretty big Coil fan, I just haven't had a chance to check out this release. But very cool that it's being put out on vinyl. So we're going to hear the opening track called A Time of Happening. And you can check this out at the Mental Groove Records Bandcamp page. And the website is mentalgroove.ch. So we'll just play this track, and it'll take you to about 9 o'clock tonight. So thanks for tuning in, and keep it locked on CITR for more great music.
Thank you. Thank you.